And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley.
Morning, Jo.
And it's lovely to see you again, Sally Obermeter.
Hello. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Oh, it is such a delight to be with you here on this Sunday, and may I say happy Valentine's Day.
And to you too, GQ.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sally. It's a very romantic day in our household.
Are you a romantic at heart there?
Look, I served Philip a breakfast in bed yesterday, but I went a day early.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Well, of course. I said, look, let's count for tomorrow. But look, I've done my, you know, I've packed the dishwasher, I do all those important
That's
things.
Really
is
important.
Is that a once-a-year thing?
Look, as I keep saying, aren't we lucky in our relationships that every day is Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Sally, are you romantic?
I do like a romance. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. I will never say no to a bunch of flowers or the odd box of roses.
The chocolate ones.
Yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be today. Look, it's all about the longevity of it all, right?
Yeah, yes. That can be
true. What about you, Jo?
Look, I was a little cynical of the commercialisation of Valentine's Day for a long time, and then my daughter, who's now 11, pointed out to me, you know what, it's not a bad thing to pause and take time to tell someone you love them. And
what
I was
wisdom.
Like, I know. I was like, okay, babe. So now all three of us, my husband and myself and Willow, we do give each other cards on Valentine's Day. Yeah, I know. It is lovely. But so today we're taking advantage of Valentine's Day to learn about issues of the heart and how to keep them healthy. Professor Karen Lee Edward, the acting CEO of Her Heart, will chat to us about what we should be looking out for when it comes to heart disease. And interestingly, she's going to answer the question, can you suffer from a broken heart?
Oh, that's
interesting. It is a medically accepted syndrome.
Yes, interesting.
People die of broken heart syndrome.
Amazing. And obviously, we know that relationships do have an impact on our health generally.
Of course.
Can it impact our heart health?
Yes.
I wonder.
Good.
And while we're having a heart to heart about the benefits of relationships in our life, we look at loneliness and why loneliness affects almost 3 million Australians. We're going to speak with Laura Rowan, who has worked in community services for over a decade and co-founded Friends for Good, a group working hard to free people from loneliness, because we also know that loneliness has huge impact on your health.
It's funny, but social isolation is an official risk factor for living. People die of social isolation. And in 2021, that I think is scandalous.
And I think it's interesting because even though we do have a lot of social ways to stay in touch, there's still something very different, special. There's something about a face-to-face, a hug if you can get it, a smile, those things that are just that little bit more, which is, it's important, very important.
Absolutely. So we're going to be speaking about how we can stay connected for our health. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at ethical nutrients, Mega Magnesium Night. And as always, give us a call, 131-873. If you have any questions for your health, maybe you have questions with regard to your heart health, we'd love to hear from you. Next, what do we need to do to keep our hearts healthy? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The new Swiss Kids Gummies range have nothing to hide. They are 99.9% sugar-free and contain no artificial sweeteners, colours or flavours. Most importantly, they're a delicious and convenient way to provide extra nutritional support for growing children on the go. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Swiss Kids Gummies are just $14.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Davidoff Cool Water 125ml for $26.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131-873, if you have any questions for your health. Gerald is here to answer, as is Sally. And especially if you're concerned about your heart health, we're shining a light on heart health today because heart disease is the leading cause of death in Australia. It's estimated that 1.2 million Australians suffer from some form of heart, stroke or vascular disease. And every hour, one Aussie woman will lose her life because of it, which means that over 1,000 women have died of heart disease already this year. Mm. This is an extraordinary amount of people. Yeah. So being Valentine's Day, there's also a very big emphasis on the heart, love and relationships. So how do all these things affect the health of our heart? Well, Professor Karen Lee Edward is an expert in chronic conditions and recently worked on developing a suite of reports on Australian women and heart disease. She's the acting CEO of Her Heart, which is Australia's only female heart health not-for-profit. And she joins us now. Good morning, Karen Lee.
Good morning, Jo, Gerald and Sally. And thank you for inviting me today.
Pleasure.
And I must say, happy Valentine's Day and happy Her Heart Day.
Yes, absolutely. We're here to look after our hearts today. I must say, I feel as though I can imagine what a heart attack is. Like, I kind of feel like we're across that. Maybe we aren't, though. But heart disease is much more than a heart attack or what we imagine a heart attack is. So can you tell us what it is and why we should be talking about it?
Sure. Yeah, heart disease is an umbrella term for a range of conditions that affects the heart. So examples of heart disease are heart rhythm problems like arrhythmias. And a common one is coronary artery disease, which is a narrowing or blockage of the heart arteries. This is usually caused by a buildup of cholesterol in the arteries. And my grandparents used to call it hardening of the arteries, which is a pretty old term. But, it's been obviously an issue for people for a long time. And there's also heart defects that people may be born with. But we need to talk about heart disease because it is the leading cause of death for men and women. And as you've said earlier, that it does affect millions of Australians. And even though our treatment and risk prevention has improved over time, it remains the world's number one killer. Mm. Just got a few stats. It kills one Australian every 28 minutes. And a deadly and common misconception is that heart disease is a man's disease. And the truth is that women are often misdiagnosed or receive less treatment and have often poorer treatment outcomes. And we do lose one Aussie woman every hour. That's 24 a day and almost 9,000 a year.
The stats are huge. They're absolutely massive, Karen Lee. So is it women who are most at risk? Who is, I guess, most at risk? And is this preventable in any way?
Look, that's a great question. In a recent heart study, we found that 90% of Aussies have at least one or more risk factor for heart disease. Literally, having more risk factors for heart disease increases the risk of developing it. So in women, one in three will die from heart disease. And while we often think of, say, cancer for women, it usually, it actually, heart disease kills more women than all the cancers combined. But it's not all bad news when it is largely preventable. In fact, it's over 80% preventable. So there are some risks that you can control, such as stopping smoking, having regular and routine health checks with the GP for things like cholesterol, blood pressure and blood sugar, and moving more. So even a half an hour walk a day, over the week, people will, meet the Australian physical activity guidelines of about 3 to 5 hours of cumulative activity over a week. So half an hour a day is perfect. And eating more fruit and veggies. So the answer to who is most at risk is people with a lot more risk factors are more at risk.
Karen Lee, I read one of your blogs on Her Heart website yesterday about what women over 50 should know about sitting and their heart health. And you've mentioned risk factors, but we talk and you hear and you read about metabolic risk factors. Can we summarise some of those risk factors that will contribute towards heart issues?
Sure, yeah. There's quite a few risk factors that we do know about. And there's others that we don't know about or we're less aware of, let's say. So the common ones that we do know about are, smoking, yes, tobacco, having high cholesterol or unchecked cholesterol, and we have, you know, sort of good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. So when you get your cholesterol checks, it'll come back, you know, that you've got this level of bad cholesterol and this level of good cholesterol. Moving, people not moving as much as they used to. And this is really quite a common issue, especially in COVID. And that's why we put that up on our website, that during COVID and the lockdowns that people have experienced, there's a lot more sitting around, working from home, a lot more desk work because you're working from home, and not running around as you would if you're going from meeting to meeting or things like that. Some of the risk factors that are less commonly known or considered are stress and anxiety and depression. So some people are not as aware about the connection between the head and the heart.
Sure.
But it has been well established through studies and things like that over time.
So, Karen Lee, we are thinking about relationships and how important our relationships in our lives are today on Valentine's Day. And what is the link between that and our heart health? And perhaps it's related to stress and anxiety as well. But how important is maintaining relationships for our heart health?
Yeah, look, it's important to support each other and have support with heart health. Relationships are important because they can affect your heart health for sure. I mean, couples mirror each other's heart, health habits. So, and a recent study in America, just published actually this year, they surveyed over 5,000 couples and found roughly 80% of them were, copying each other's habits in terms of non-ideal category for heart health, driven largely by sharing an unhealthy diet and low physical activity. So, but having, you know, with people with, especially during the pandemic over the last year, a lot of people have been isolated and lonely. And when people are stressed or lonely, they can make some pretty poor lifestyle choices. So, you know, eating more, perhaps turning to alcohol and a bit more than usual, and overeating, not exercising, all those things. And as we know, that these are risk factors for heart disease, and the more risk factors you have, the greater chance of having heart disease you've got as well.
Well, of course, we do encourage you to look after those preventable risk factors, and we it's not that easy. We know it's easier said than done, but we know, Karen Lee, that that's our challenge today.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's okay. Lovely to speak with you all, and have a great day.
You too.
All the best.
Well, we do encourage you to give us a call, 131 873. Beryl in Melbourne, good morning.
Morning, Beryl.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How can we help?
Hello.
Yes. Beryl, have you got a question for us?
How can we help, Beryl?
Yes, I've been just diagnosed with this heart problem, which the doctor described as rare, which is the right side of my heart. The ventricular electrical movement is rare and different or something.
Yes, it's a phrase you don't want to hear, is it, when someone says, well, look, this is quite rare. So what's the doctor advised you to do, Beryl?
Nothing really, actually. He hasn't described anything. He's made an appointment with the cardiologist, which I had in April.
Good.
But I'm just I was just wondering if there's anything, you know, herbal I can take. I actually take at the moment, I take Cholesterol Health and Coenzyme Q10.
Yes, so you're doing your best there to look after your cardiovascular system, Carol. And look, what you need to, when you see the cardiologist, there are obviously a lot of questions you've got. Write them down. Don't just think, oh, I'll remember to ask that. Write them down so that when you get in there and you've got all these things on your mind, you can just go through the questions one after the other to find out whether this rare issue you've got is something which is going to affect your quality of life as you age, or whether you've probably always had it and you just live with it. And those sorts of reassurances and guidance you need. So write them down so you don't miss out on any of the questions.
Mm, all the best with that, Beryl. Do keep your calls coming with any questions, 131873, to support your health. And also later on, we're going to be talking loneliness. So we'd love you to call and tell us, how have you combated loneliness? 131873. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The new Swiss Kids Gummies range have nothing to hide. They are 99.9% sugar-free and contain no artificial sweeteners, colours or flavours. Most importantly, they're a delicious and convenient way to provide extra nutritional support for growing children on the go. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Swiss Kids Gummies are just $14.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Davidoff Cool Water 125ml for $26.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obimeda, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. And we will get to your calls, 131873, in just a moment. But before we get to that, I just wanted to mention the people of Melbourne who are back into lockdown for just a short, sharp 5 days to respond to a COVID cluster. And it's very similar to the lockdown that we've seen recently in WA or Queensland and northern beaches of New South Wales. And, you know, it's about being flexible at this time and responding quickly to keep our communities safe. But I wanted to mention that it's Valentine's Day weekend and, you know, we have restaurants and cafes and bars and florists and retailers who are really going to experience a considerable knock from this lockdown.
They'll be hurting from this.
Very much. So we are thinking of you. And if you are able to get some takeaway food today, just to help out with some of those cafes and restaurants, if you're able to get a bit of takeaway to help out, I think that would be a nice thing to do for our hospitality traders. Yep. Yeah,
definitely, because they would have stocked up, you know.
I'm so angry, I'd rather not say anything, because I think it's time to just fix this once and for all, learn to live with what we've got, cut the spin, and let's be serious about getting this under control.
Mm. You said you weren't going to say anything, and then you did.
Well, I'm sorry, it's been...
Imagine if he was going to say something.
I know, Sal.
I'm trying to be positive about Valentine's Day, but there are so many inequities and things like this that it drives me bananas. Mm. And on behalf of those people who are affected, I share your pain.
Mm. Mm. Well, let's look out for each other on this Valentine's Day.
Definitely. Be kind to each other.
Yeah, that's right. So we are taking your calls. Maria from Bexley North, good morning.
Hello, Maria.
Morning.
How can
Hi.
We help you?
I've been diagnosed with arrhythmia, which is both my heart racing and an extra heartbeat.
Okay.
I've been under a cardiologist for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I'm on medication, and often I get told exercise, move. In the last few months, going for a walk often aggravates the extra heartbeat.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
And that makes me very nervous.
Mm. That's understandable.
And very anxious. Mm. I don't understand a lot about the condition. I've been told it's caused by the electrical impulses
of
the heart.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to help myself apart from the medication?
Yes.
And what should I not be doing?
Well, look, just very briefly, Maria, we share your frustration because you've got a fuse board in your heart and it's just not functioning correctly. But if you've had advice to exercise and you're challenged by that exercise where you are annoyed, maybe it's and nervous. It could be the type of exercise that you're trying to do. So maybe walking up hills and things like that is probably not the best thing to do. So you get some advice either from your cardiologist or the exercise physiologist who's connected to the cardiologist so you can be comfortable doing your exercise and focus on the things you can control, like eating properly and all these things we know about, but often we need to be reminded. Have you got a thought, Sel?
Yeah, just generally, I think in terms of heart health, if people are thinking, well, what could I eat that sort of, I guess, is heart healthy foods? The things that you want to look for are leafy green vegetables, really important, whole grains, good quality fish, and because fish oil is so fantastic, walnuts, beans, berries are fantastic for heart health. It doesn't change having a heart arrhythmia, but if you're looking for foods to help support a healthy heart, there's some great ones to choose.
So good luck, Maria, but get your exercise expert involved.
I would hope that perhaps Maria's GP could give some advice on some really gentle exercise for her.
Even
something like Tai Chi or a lovely gentle yoga. Like that.
And all of those things are relaxing and good for your heart. We know that, rather than have to get out and pound the pavement.
Oh, all the best, Maria.
Good on you, Maria.
It's not a nice feeling, though, to be anxious about that. So we're thinking of you there. Mm-hmm. Craig from Epping, good morning.
Hello, Craig.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. How can we help?
I've had a triple bypass, I recently had an angiogram done on the legs.
Yes.
I have terrific pains through my back and down my legs because of CCF.
Okay.
I just had a recent angiogram done on that, and they really haven't improved too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll type 2 diabetic.
Okay. And you're getting pain from all that, Craig?
Yes, I am. Yeah, down the legs and rather restricting
movement,
my movement.
We're talking about restricted blood supply and all sorts of things with the accompanying conditions. Now, have you got a great relationship with your cardiologist? Are they all talking together and giving you the best advice?
I don't really think so. You know, they're far and few appointments. Yeah, they're always now months down the track and that sort of thing.
You may need to raise your voice a bit, Craig. Sometimes, what's that expression? The squeaky wheel gets the most attention. Sometimes you've got to put yourself first and say, look, I'm really frustrated that I can't seem to get a handle on all this. I can't get the quality of life I want. And you've just got to get everyone on your side, Craig, and it's an ongoing frustration we often hear about, but you've just got to work on it, and with a bit of luck, you'll get your happiness back.
That is a constant frustration that specialists are, 3-4 months wait to get any kind of attention or help.
Mm. So hard, and you're suffering in the meantime.
Yes, Craig's frustrated because he's doing everything he's supposed to do, but not seeing any improvement.
Oh, we're thinking of you also, Craig. Next on the House of Wellness, how loneliness can impact our health and where you can turn if you are feeling lonely today. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Davidoff Cool Water 125ml for $26.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do keep your calls coming, 131-873, with any questions to support your health this morning. Free people from loneliness. That's the mission of Friends for Good, a volunteer-driven not-for-profit aiming to raise awareness and break down the stigma of loneliness. A recent report into the issue found an estimated 3 million Australians are currently experiencing high levels of loneliness, and it can be as bad for our health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Extraordinary. And it doesn't discriminate. It affects people of all ages and from all walks of life, from the city and, of course, in rural Australia. But the lovely bunch at Friends for Good are working to turn this around with initiative that's as easy as picking up the phone. Community services expert and co-founder of Friends for Good, Laura Rowan, joins us. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Firstly, can you tell us about the wonderful work that Friends for Good does?
Well, absolutely. So Friends for Good, our work can be divided into three key areas, Jo. So we provide education, research and services to alleviate the impact that loneliness has on people and communities.
Why is it that loneliness is such a big issue in our community? What do you think it is?
Well, that's an excellent question. So first of all, loneliness is important to recognise that it's a completely normal human experience. Bit of loneliness at some point of our lives, and it's okay, but it's never desired or a welcome feeling. So I think firstly, it just doesn't feel good, does it?
No.
And as you said, 15 cigarettes a day, so we all have learned a lot over the years about the perils of smoking and the impact it has on our health services. So loneliness, very similar. So it is an emerging public health issue that has some very pronounced effects on our physical and our mental well-being, as well as the communities that we live in too. So, you know, we can become a little bit disconnected.
Laura, this is brilliant. That loneliness in Australia report is it just was stunning, I felt. But what, for those experiencing loneliness, what other health conditions might follow on from being chronically lonely?
Yeah, look, it's a really excellent question, Gerald. And, you know, thank you very much. That piece of research was the first Australian representative survey and research done using what was known as a loneliness scale. Mm. So for people experiencing loneliness, they can and are more susceptible to things like obesity. And we know what that is like for our health and our well-being too. So, you know, the way we understand ourselves, there are links. So people who are chronically lonely are more likely to suffer from dementia, heart disease, and depression as well. So if we think about perhaps when we've maybe felt a bit lonely, we can be a bit withdrawn. So we're not getting out and about as much. We're not seeing other people. So we're not having regular meaningful connection with others too. Yes. And it can very, very quickly start to really form a web of real challenges that we might be experiencing with our physical and our mental health as well.
Wow.
Laura, we're talking about meaningful connection, and obviously in this sort of day of smartphones and devices, and we can stay in touch that way. Is that just as good as seeing somebody face to face, as getting a hug, and like, does it make a difference?
Oh, look, I think it makes a difference. To me, this is a really great question. It's something that we all ask. Like, oh, but we're all super connected with computers and our phones and everything, and we can see pictures. But if we think about it, I've got a couple of hundred Facebook friends. And again, loneliness is a bit subjective too. So how many of those people do I actually have a meaningful connection to? Could I just ring up and say, oh, hey, how you doing today? Or, geez, this kind of lockdown blitz, we've got this, you know, supporting one another, having that meaningful connection too as well. Of course, we know things about the serotonin boost a good hug could give us as well. And I think out of anything, you know, we've had this really protracted, challenging COVID experience. And I think it's really highlighted the issue in the community. More of us have had an experience of feeling a bit lonely and disconnected. So I think it's a great opportunity to sort of turn that around and to make sure that we're actually reaching out. So, you know, instead of sending a Facebook message or a text message, I might actually call someone, which is a bit of a radical idea.
That's true. Laura, talking of calling someone, can you tell us about the service that you provide at Friends for Good on the phones?
Absolutely. So Friends for Good provides free services, so that's really important as well, and they're available nationally too. So we have a telephone chat service called Friendline, and it's exactly that. It's a number that you can call just to have a friendly conversation with someone. It's completely anonymous, and you will be connected with a trained, supported, wonderful volunteer who is just there as a listening ear. We also have an online chat service as well. So, again, we're looking at making that a bit more accessible. So for some people, maybe the telephone, you know, might be feeling really shy or a bit reluctant, happy to sort of have a chat, you know, from their phone or device or something like that. So we're constantly receiving calls, really, really happy to hear from people, all walks of life. So our service is available from anyone for 18 years and over. And again, we talked earlier, you mentioned about the, you know, diversity of our community, and we all experience loneliness. So we're all welcome to call and to connect and make that connection.
And do you know, Laura, I know a wonderful woman, Christina, who is actually a volunteer on your friend line. And the interesting thing is that she, do you know Christina?
Oh, so, I might do.
She's an amazing woman. But she tells me that she experiences loneliness. And so for her, reaching out and being a volunteer on the helpline, on the friend line, I should say, has made a difference. So it really is true that you can help your own health and wellness by connecting with others.
Absolutely. And so Christina is an example of someone who brings their lived experience, but also a richness in terms of her life experience and herself as an individual as well to the service too. So again, you know, talking about the diversity of the community, the diversity of experience, loneliness is never the same for any two people. And, you know, research actually shows us too that volunteering is good for your health.
Yes.
Volunteers live longer and they live a more connected, happier life. So I am absolutely down for living longer and being happy. throughout my life.
Good for you.
So why not volunteer?
Yes. Well, and let's give the number. It's 1-800-424-287. That is a national number, 1-800-424-287. And the friend line is available 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. And you can also donate at friendsforgood.org.au because it is entirely a volunteer-run organisation. Thanks so much, Laura.
Good on you, Laura.
Thank you very much. So jump on social media if you're comfortable with that as well. Check out our website, friendsforgood.org.au. Find out a bit more about us and have a conversation with someone. So reach out to someone, have a conversation, and we'll all be feeling good.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Laura. Of course, we invite you to call 131 873, and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The new Swiss Kids Gummies range have nothing to hide. They are 99.9% sugar-free and contain no artificial sweeteners, colours or flavours. Most importantly, they're a delicious and convenient way to provide extra nutritional support for growing children on the go. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Swiss Kids Gummies are just $14.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Davidoff Cool Water 125ml for $26.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, welcome back to the House of Wellness. We were just speaking with Laura from Friends for Good, and she said she's all for living a long time. And speaking of which, we are joined by Dennis from Castle Hill, who is 100 years old. Good morning, Dennis.
Morning, Dennis.
Morning.
Good morning. I've been suffering from cholesterol for the last 40 years,
yes.
High cholesterol, and high blood pressure for the last 20 years. I take MacroVision every morning,
good.
And I take Duodart for kidney complaint, which I understand also affects the blood pressure.
Yes.
I walk every morning for about an hour,
good.
And I come home and then I take my blood pressure, and I'm amazed to find it's usually fairly low,
yes.
About maybe 95 to 115 or something like that.
Okay.
And yet in the afternoon, after I've been resting, I find it goes about 140, 150,
yes.
Sometimes 160.
Mm-hmm. And you want to know why that's happening?
Well, that's for sure.
Dennis, I don't know, but if at 100, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Yes, exactly.
And congratulations.
Right.
And again, you're the model of the sort of person that we all aspire to be, that you're enjoying life, you're getting out, and enjoying life to the hilt. So well done.
Yes, congratulations on your incredible longevity, Dennis. Now it's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and it's one of our greatest hits, Mega Magnesium Night.
Well, I want to just run one name past you, Joe, and Sally. Passion Flower.
Love it.
Now, it's a Valentine's Day name almost, isn't it? So Passion Flower is an amazing herb for relaxing your brain when it's fired up. And you listen to the news and you think, oh, goodness me, what if? So if that is a reason you're not sleeping at night, combining magnesium to reduce tension, Passion Flower to help your brain just settle into a bit of a sleeping routine is an ideal combination. Now, you can buy that combination in a powder that you can mix with water or a tablet, but get some advice.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients, Australian Pharmacy's number one magnesium brand. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Davidoff Cool Water 125ml for $26.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness, Gerald and Sally. It's always delightful to see you. There's a lift out today, Gerald.
Yes, we've got Kate Campbell on the front of the House of Wellness February lift out. Lots of some wonderful articles then there, and what an athlete she is. For those who haven't been able to chat to us, we've got the House of Wellness Ask tab on the website, Joe, that never closes.
Yes,
so
that's right.
That'll be done today.
Make sure you go to houseofwellness.com.au for the Ask tab. And here on House of Wellness TV, which is back at midday on Channel 7, Sal, you're going to love this. Have you heard of the five love languages?
Oh, no. What's this?
Oh, it's a fantastic theory that suggests that each of us tend towards one love language. It might be compliments or acts of service or quality time, mm-hmm. touch. Oh. There's a fifth one, which I can't remember. Yeah, you'll have to watch the TV
that's
show.
That's the phrase called yes, dear.
Yeah. But the point is you need to know what your love language is and your partner as well. And because if there's a mismatch, there can be a real issue in the relationship.
That's a really interesting concept. I love that.
Yes.
And just a little reminder too before we go, the Chemist Warehouse Flu Immunisation Service is up and about. Go to the website. You can book an appointment straight away.
So, Sal, I hope you have a lovely Valentine's Day with whatever love language you wish to experience.
Chocolates. Is that one of the languages?
Yeah, that'll do.
That is a gift. That was the fifth one, actually.
Oh, there that you go. That must be me.
So, yes, absolutely gifts. I don't know. What's your love language that
you
lean
towards?
Mine
is one I've just recently discovered, which is called Vermentino, which is a magnificent white wine from the King Valley.
You know what? My love language that I respond to from my husband is acts of service. If he puts petrol in my car,
that's a good one.
Oh, I'm just deeply in love with him every time he does that. Oh,
Dazzler, what a man.
That's great.
What a man.
It's really good. So make sure you check out House of Wellness TV today on Channel 7 at midday and also on Friday at 2 p.m. You can see us there as well. Thank you so much, Sally.
Great to
Thanks,
see you, Sally.
Guys. Have a great Sunday.
And thank you again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all again next week. I get a good feeling, yeah.